Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, we have been trying to reach our guest, Bibi Jordan of Swahili Chic, where we were going to be talking about the feng shui of Africa. But as it turns out, for some reason, we're having a challenge in reaching her. And as soon as we are able to do so, then we are going to be bringing her on the line. But what I wanted to do was to start off the program while we're waiting for BB is to first of all let you know that there's an open phone line if you'd like to call in and chat with me. The telephone number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also 530-876-3222. And then if you're in Canada, 888-815-9756. I wanted to talk a little bit about reaching for your dreams. So often we will be in seminars or we read books and we're told aim for our dreams, and we do. There can be obstacles in going after the dreams. And many times we compartmentalize our dreams without realizing there can be absolutely something magnificently wonderful and bigger and better than we could have ever imagined. I think of my own life and how I had started out with certain concepts. And if you're anything like I have been, you work with what you have known. You work within the paradigms of the people that are around you because you think that that is what it is. If someone has become very successful, then you know that there's just that way that it can be done. The truth is that so often life has so many different variables in it, and it isn't until we live a few years that we find out there are many, many different ways and many, many different directions of choice that we ourselves can reach for, that we ourselves can experience. And until something comes along to show us that our paradigms can be a little different, we really don't get a grip on what opportunity can present to us. I think of individuals that I've known, including myself, that started out with a certain thing. How many of us, when we were high school, people say, what are you going to do when you grow up? Well, good Lord, if you're like most of us, you say, oh, my heavens, I haven't a clue. But maybe you know about your strengths. Maybe you're good in music. Maybe you're good in drawing. Maybe you're good at working with animals. But when you're young, all you know, again, is what you have been exposed to. And so often we're just totally confused because we may find people doing things that are just absolutely awesome to us. And we say, gee, I'd love to be that gymnast in the Olympics. And you go out to be the gymnast, and you find, gee whiz, for some reason I can't bend over and become, you know, a contortionist. So does that mean you give up your love of sports, or you give up your love of being able to be an athlete? Absolutely not. You can do it in a different way. But so often we get fixated, and we think that there's just one way or two ways of doing something. And if we have an aspiration, we try to lock it up into its little compartment, and if it doesn't come around just the way we think it's supposed to be, we go, oh, gee whiz, I'll just give up on the dream. Well, I want to share a story with you about a family who was taught by a child, don't put things in boxes. Don't ever put limitations on what you're capable of doing. Now, I want to share with you a story about Julie Calderon. Now, her daughter, Natalie, was born with a birth defect. What happened with this birth defect is that Natalie's right leg stopped growing. Now, when she was quite young, the orthopedic surgeon that was evaluating her daughter, she said, you know, we're going to have to amputate at the shin. And the reason they did that is so that they could fit her with a prosthesis, giving Natalie a better chance at being able to learn how to walk. Well, the amputation was done, and Natalie ended up walking. I mean, just absolutely as expected. By golly, she was doing it. Now, once in a while, she limped, but she learned how to ride a bike just like every other kid. And she was really amazing because her friends never even knew that she had a prosthesis until one day they asked Natalie, how come you don't wear dresses? You're always wearing pants. You're a girl, don't you like to wear dresses? Well, she lifted her pant leg and she showed them. She said, this is just the way God made me. Her friends were just amazed. Nobody knew she was wearing a prosthesis. Now remember, she's a youngster. Now, Natalie seemed to have a knack for music. She excelled at playing the piano. But there was one thing that Natalie had a desire for that finally she told her mom, Julie, about. She said, Mom, I want to dance. I love music so much, but I want to dance more than anything else. Now, ever since Natalie had been a toddler, she just loved to dance. When the radio was on, any music was played, she'd just be out in the middle of the floor doing her thing. Just loved it. And whenever she could watch dancers on television or in the movie theater, she absolutely loved it. Well, her mother thought, oh my goodness, my daughter, she's got an artificial leg. How can she dance? This is terrible. Well, when Natalie got to be about 12 years of age, there was a beginner's class at a local studio. And Julie was begged by Natalie, please let me take some lessons. Please, Mom. Well, you know how protective we moms can get at times. We'll say, gee, I don't want my child to fall. I don't want her to not do well. I don't want her to fail. Oh, I don't want her feelings hurt. Finally, Julie got past her own fears and let Natalie enroll. Well, Mom's there watching. And like any mother that has a child that would be considered disabled, she watched and expected her daughter to fall, to stumble, to get hurt. She was just absolutely expecting the worst. Well, Natalie surprised her. You know what she did? She looked absolutely fabulous on the dance floor. She moved to the music. She absolutely was in total joy when she was dancing. Now, after this lesson, the instructor came up to the mother, Julie, and said, your daughter is wonderfully, wonderfully talented. My goodness, she is so smooth. She's so supple. She's born to dance. I'd really recommend that you put her, not in beginning classes, but in advanced tap classes and ballet. Boy, did that blow Mom away. Mom wasn't expecting that. Tap and ballet? Oh, my goodness, you've got to be kidding. Well, the instructor saw the hesitation on the mother's face, and they're like, well, I don't know if we're going to do it. And he said, what's wrong? Why aren't you interested? Your daughter is a natural. I have so many students that come into my class, they can't do half of what she can do. What is it that's stopping you? Well, the mom finally had to tell him. My daughter has an artificial limb. Well, the instructor was stunned. He said, I didn't have a clue. He said, she moved so gracefully. It didn't even cross my mind. He said, how would I have known? He said, your daughter is talented. Just because she's got an artificial limb, let her dance. Let her do this. Well, Mom agreed. Now, it was that year, many months later, that Natalie had her first recital, and the audience was thrilled with her performance, and they let her know about it through their thunderous applause. Mom said, this is unbelievable. She was in tears. Her daughter just absolutely shined. And she said, why in the world did I doubt my daughter and her capabilities when she has always made the impossible possible? Now, Natalie's over 16 years of age now. This young lady has won 3 dance scholarships, and her dream is one of becoming a choreographer, and not only a choreographer, but a pediatrician as well. She said, I cannot tell you how wonderful I feel when I'm dancing. Don't ever let anybody tell you something is impossible. And her mom tells people, my daughter has taught this family that the only limits are the ones we place on ourselves. I have a dancing queen, and that's my daughter, Natalie. And I have a picture of this beautiful young woman, and you look at her, and you don't see the prosthesis, which she is very, very happy to let people know that she's got. It is absolutely amazing. Now, what are some of the points that this young lady has taught us? You can go as far as you believe. Nobody is truly normal. In fact, I've never figured out what normal is. Do you know what normal is? I don't. We are all very unique, and it takes all of us to make this world an effective, interesting place. Good, bad, or indifferent. We're all contributing. So it's up to us to decide how we want to contribute and in what way. And just because you have tough times, okay, you have tough times. Get over it. Move on. If that sounds a little bit hard, let me tell you, you can give yourself at least 15 minutes in your pity pot. When you meet people like Natalie, when you see veterans, when you look at people that are quadriplegics, when you look at individuals who are leading productive lives, who are inspiring us just by the fact that they say, I've got something to offer, I'm out here in life, pay attention and get your show on the road. Why? Because you've got a gift. You have a talent. You have multiple talents. And sometimes we're told when we're young, well, just because you do something so good, don't be so proud of it. Hey, if you've got something, there's an old adage, if you got it, flaunt it. And the reason being is if you shine with your skills, you may be an inspiration for someone else. Think of this young child who, because she'd watched someone that was beautiful and graceful, said, I can do something like that too. And she took it to the level that she wanted to experience. And look at how she had to convince the people that loved her, that wanted to protect her, that wanted to encapsulate her. She was saying, let me fall. Let me do what I want to do, because in doing this, I'm going to be able to make something of myself that's going to go beyond what you would expect. Being a choreographer, she might end up being involved in a community theater. She may choose to do something else. Who cares? The fact is that she lived the moment of where she was right then and there, and she had a dream. And I wanted to share that with you, because if you have a dream, it sometimes will take on a different life of its own. It may surprise you. And that's what you need to be aware of. That's what you need to remember. You need to know that you have this wonderful part of yourself. If you're skilled at baking cakes, bake cakes. If you're like one woman I was aware of who was an artist, she was a starving artist. No matter what she did, and she loved art, she couldn't make a living doing what she was doing. And she said, I'm starving to death, and I hate being a starving artist. So what happened one day? A friend comes over. She's in a panic. Her little girl's going to have a birthday party, and she said, I don't have anything for my kid. I'm not really creative. Help me come up with a theme. So they came up with a theme for a party, and the mother said, I want to do something for this party that's really unique, but I'm on a budget. And this young artist, she said, why don't you let me make the cake? Let me see what I can figure out. I'd be happy to do it. I'm not selling anything. I'm not making any money. Provide me with the goods, so I'll make a cake. So that's what this mom did for this that was going to have the birthday party for her little girl. So the artist went and made the cake. and started fooling around with the icing and all kinds of things and working with fondant and made this absolutely spectacular cake for this little girl's party. Well, when she delivered this cake to this party, every other mother there oohed and aahed and said, "How did you do that? What did you do? This is gorgeous. I want this type of thing for my kid. Would you make a cake for me?" Now, here is this artist that had worked with acrylics and with all the stuff you're supposed to do with painting, and then never in a million years would she have ever thought the cake decorating was something that she could be good at. But she said, art's art. So she started making cakes for people, and they would pay her for it. And she would get more and more creative. Do you know now this gal has got a cake decorating business? She gets $10,000 a cake? She said, and who would have ever guessed? And her creations are spectacular. She's in New York City. She does flowers. I mean, you'd swear that they were just, you could just pick them right off the cake. They just looked like the real. It's amazing. And she said, here I am. I am an artist, and I am expressing myself with the beauty that I have always loved to do, and I couldn't do it with a canvas. Nobody'd pay me for what I did on canvas, but they sure are happy to pay me with my cake decorating. That's why I'm saying to you, don't ever give up your dream. Sometimes the universe has a different and unique direction for you to follow. And sometimes there's going to be that magic that when it's there, it's going to happen for you and it is going to be so dynamic. And you're going to say, funk. You're going to hit yourself in the head and go, I should have thought of this a long time ago. Don't worry about the V8. Realize that you've got a dream. And your dream may have an expansiveness to it that in a million years you would never, ever have expected. And I want you to know something. Somebody, somewhere, will believe in your dream. They will believe in you and will support you. With Natalie, she had to have her family, but you know, she also had a teacher who delighted in the joy and the experience of her expression. And don't worry about your mistakes. You're going to have oodles. The key is, get over them. Get past them. Get on with your life. You have a magnificent opportunity. You're here for a purpose, and that purpose is to shine as an individual. So if you go around, and every time you're feeling sorry for yourself, anytime you feel like you're just not getting what you think you deserve in life, but life just isn't fair. Sometimes we have to go through the rough periods to be able to refine what we have in talent, to be able to recognize what we have to offer to the world. And the world doesn't mean the entire globe. It means right where you are in any given moment. That's your world. The world of right now, right here, right now. This is your world, and I want you to live that world. I want you to live in that world. I want your world to be one of beauty, joy, grace, happiness, fulfillment, satisfaction, curiosity. There's so many more things. Expectation. Expectation of the best. You will be amazed. You will be amazed at how your life will become empowered in the most wonderful, wonderful ways. Change is not a bad thing. Life happens. Life never stays the same, and it is never stagnant. Live it. It is so wonderful. Well, BB, apparently something came up, and we're going to have her on again at a later date. Her material about the feng shui of Africa is absolutely awesome, so I don't know what happened to her, but by golly, I want you to know phone lines are open. And if you want me to light up your life with a little bit of insight, I want you to give me a call at 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S., 877-876-5227. Also, we have for Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. and we have a direct number of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now, I do want to let those of you who are brand new listeners to the show, welcome. I'm delighted you're able to join us. If you've never called in before, all I need from you is your first name or initial when I answer the phone line. And then after that, I love to know what part of the country you're calling from or the world. And then let me do my thing. And after that, you can ask me a question about anything that you like. That's how simple it is. Also, too, I want to let those of you who are in the state of Washington know that I'm doing a special appearance. I've been invited to be a guest at the Dickens Festival at the Stadium area in Tacoma, Washington. Now, this is going to be on December the 8th, and this is so much fun. The whole area of the Stadium District in the downtown Tacoma area is just magical. They've got free carriage rides. They have all kinds of entertainment going on, and from the hours from 12 until 5. Now, I am going to be appearing at the Tacoma Little Theater, and I'll be getting that address, and I'll be giving that address out. The information also is going to be in my email newsletter, which is going to be going out on Saturday. But there are street performers, the merchants in the area will have their stores open. There's all kinds of things going on. People are going to be in costume, and I'm going to be doing many readings as well. So I know we've got a caller on the line, but again, that's December the 8th. This is the Dickens Festival at the Stadium District area in downtown Tacoma. Noon to 5 p.m., I'll be doing many consultations. Call me if you need information of 800-872-8852. Also, before I go to a caller, I want to let you know that this coming Monday, I am going to be doing a special appearance with Roxanne Brown and Daryl Gray on their program here on BBS Radio at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Their program is called Create Abundance Now. So I'm going to be on the air with them. They've invited me to be their guest, so I want you to tell your friends, and I want to welcome you to listen to the program as well. We are going to be having open phone lines, but also we are going to be having discussion about psychic abilities and all kinds of things. So we invite you to join us. Don't forget, at 1 o'clock on Monday, right here on bbsradio.com. I'll also be doing my regular show at 3 o'clock, but this is a special interview that I'm doing with Roxanne. And I'm Roxanne and Daryl. So I hope you can join us. Let's go to our first caller for the day. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Cynthia from Tucson, Arizona.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. And what I have for you is you've got to really keep yourself focused and on track, hon, because what's occurring is you are going to get lost in the shuffle if you're not attentive. And you're going to be really doing a lot of multitasking. So try to keep things in perspective. And you may have to do something where you just allow yourself so much time, set a timer, and then you're a go. I watch you with interest. I really think that there's a lot of small stuff that you're getting in order. I do feel there are some activities with the holidays that are coming upon us so rapidly, and you may get to feeling a bit overwhelmed. When you get that overwhelmed feeling, I want you to just take some quiet time, do some deep breathing, walk around the block, go wash a window, do something to get yourself focused, do something physical, so that you shift your perspective and then go, I'm really back where I need to be. You also may find that you have to get up a little bit earlier in your day so that you can get things done in the quiet time that will be yours, because I see all kinds of activity going on around you, just all kinds of action. It's the holiday season. It's not unusual for this to go on with so many of us. I just think you need to be aware, though. You need to pay attention, and you need to keep your focus so you don't get sidetracked. What question do you have for me today?
On December 7th, I'm making a presentation in front of an audience. Do you see that coming across as positive?
Well, I think your preparation is the key. You have to really ask yourself, how can you take this presentation and make it interesting and make it compact? How much of a time frame were you working with on this presentation? Was it going to be 20 minutes? Was it going to be an hour, 2 hours? What are you looking at?
It's 15 minutes.
All right, if it's 15 minutes, you must really look at how you're going to do it. And you must be succinct, and you must be very, very clear on the message that you're giving. I would encourage you, because 15 minutes is not very much to get a concept across, but you can do it, and I would suggest that you have somebody that you do a presentation for prior to the event itself. In fact, I'd recommend three people and say, I want a critique.
Okay.
And ask them, because I think you have a tendency to get wordy. And I think what you need to do is practice. And I'd do it as soon as you possibly could. December the 7th isn't far away. You've got like 8 days. So you need to practice, and you need to then get the feedback from people. And that it's 15 minutes and it's nice and short, that's great. And then present it again. Are you going to be using visuals at all?
No, no.
Good. So it is your presence, and I want you to be attentive to how you dress. Ask yourself, how do you want people to perceive you? Be attentive to how you stand and make sure that you have it so clearly in your mind, the script, and have like a 3x5 card, maybe a few of them. If you have 3 points, have, you know, each point on a card, like just 3 cards, so that you know exactly, you have trigger words on those cards. So they'll activate what you want to say.
Okay.
But have somebody else. I would suggest 3 different people to listen to you.
Okay.
And have specific questions that you ask. 1, how would they rate the presentation? 2, did you make your points clear? 3, what did they get from it? 4, did they feel there were weak spots? 5, was there anything that they would offer as a critique? And 6, what did they like?
Okay.
And if they were going to rate you on a presentation from 1 to 10, where would they put you?
All right.
You know, 3, 5, 8, or 10.
Okay.
And you need people that are going to be objective. You don't want somebody that's going to be, oh, this is wonderful, sweetie. I just think you did a marvelous job. Oops, I'm looking at the clock, and I got to go.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Cynthia. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break. When we come back, phone lines are still open. Don't go away.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again,
Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227 in the U.S. of A. All I need is your first name or initial. That's all. Then let me do my thing. And then Canadians, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Also, our direct line of 530-876-3222. Now, I want to thank those of you that have been sending me emails. I have been getting them. I'm just delighted to review all kinds of information, and sometimes I'm able to use it, and sometimes I'm not. But if I can, I definitely will. So send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com, and I will warn you, I have hundreds of emails that I've got to go through, so I've not been able to get to some of you. Just know that as soon as I can, I will. And if you want information about appearances or private appointments or anything like that, call me at my office, 800-872-8852. Now, I heard a single beep there. Do we have BB on the line?
Hello?
Hello, do I have a caller?
Yes.
Hi, sir. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Michael from Carmel, California.
Hi, Michael.
I called once before. I'm curious about something, so.
All right. Now, do you want me to do a spontaneous with you first, Michael, or would you rather just go ahead and ask?
No, go ahead. Do your thing.
Do my thing. Okay, Michael. Fair enough. First thing I'm looking at, Michael, is paying attention to detail is worth every bit of effort. Also, you're going to find yourself experiencing a setback in a communication with another person. The reason the setback will occur, you should not give up because of the setback. You should try to clarify what you were trying to communicate with the individual. In doing the clarification, there will be some kind of irritation that this individual will express to you. Your first response will be one of defensiveness. And what I want to say to you, Michael, is don't take this personally. Say, I really appreciate your telling me what's irritated you. Can you let me know what it is I said, because that wasn't my intention? And listen to the feedback.
Okay.
And you're going to say, oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry. That's not what I meant to convey to you. Sometimes my words don't flow very well. Let me see if I can be more articulate. Do you mind if I tell you what I really meant, saying it differently? And you're going to take the person a little bit off guard because they're going to be sort of defensive. And what you're going to find, and this is a very valuable lesson to you, Michael, especially when you're going to be involved in negotiations in the coming years, you're going to find yourself often in what I call arbitration environments, negotiations, where people will have a process of thinking, an assumption, that's not dealing with what's really going on. They're going to be developing preconceived notions without having all the facts in place. So you're going to be very skilled at being able to work with people in this kind of mental patterning. And what I'm looking at is when you are in this experience and you grow from it, you're going to understand that you will have to learn how to communicate on different levels, culturally as well as emotionally. I really think you'd be an outstanding counselor or mediator because you really care for people. But it's learning a different language. It's learning how to communicate with words more effectively and even using body language. And it's just something for you that's really, really coming from the inside of you. And you're not going to have to feign what you're speaking. You'll be able to do it very elegantly and very well. But this all takes practice, Michael. So this is what this particular situation is all about. The situation in and of itself is no big deal. It's not the end of the world. It's going to affect you because you are very sensitive and you internalize things. I want you to realize, if you'll keep the words in your mind, I'm not going to take this personally.
Okay.
I'm not going to take it personally. And just detach and take the positioning of, I'm an arbitrator here. How can I find out what it is I didn't communicate. And you will find it is going to turn things around so quickly. This person that will have assumed a particular situation or a positioning, they'll turn right around and reverse it.
Okay.
And what you're going to do, you're going to say to them, you're going to say, you know what? I'm so glad we've cleared this up. Now, understand something when I'm saying this. It doesn't mean you're going to be a doormat for people.
Okay.
It doesn't mean you're going to be a doormat for people. It merely means that you try to understand their perception so that you can get a clear picture across to them of what is really being worked with or being addressed. And it's okay if they choose to be offended, which I don't think they would be. You could be a superb diplomat. You really could. A mediator, diplomat. I mean, I really, really think that people are going to be your business. I don't know what kind of business you're in at this time or what kind of work you're doing. But I would love to see you in some acting classes, some drama classes. I would love to see you involved in debate teams, anything that improves your communication skills.
I'll have to take some classes.
I would, because I think you've got a way about you that is so warm and so caring, and you won't need to be concerned about feeling vulnerable. It's very important for you to understand. What's your question for me, Michael? I don't even know if that answered it for you or not.
Well, maybe it did. I mean, I applied for a job, and I haven't heard back from these people, and I think there are a lot of changes that are going on. And I'm wondering if I'm going to get this position.
No, but I wouldn't worry about it. What kind of a job is it, Michael?
It's sales. Sales,
oh, my
again,
goodness.
For construction equipment.
Michael, there are so many positionings out there for sales. I want to ask you something.
Yes.
Because you have these wonderful skills at communication, sales is a natural for you. You need to find the arena that you would delight in being a salesman for.
Huh.
You need to find that environment. If it is health products, wonderful. If it's radio advertising, wonderful. If it is selling boats, wonderful.
Okay.
Because that is a natural niche for you. And something you need to know, Michael, we're always selling ourselves, always.
Yeah, that's true, and I do have that ability to people dislike me. Just.
Yes, they do. You are a sincere person, but that's why I say you need to like what you do, Michael.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so maybe I'm not meant to have this job then, right?
I wouldn't worry about it. Don't sweat the small stuff. Move on to something else.
Okay.
Don't sit and hold your breath. I guarantee you, good salespeople are very difficult to find. And you're a person of integrity, Michael.
Well, that is true.
I could use a salesperson to get advertising for my show. I'd love to have you do something for me. So, I mean, I'm sincere. You are one of those rare people. You have integrity.
Well, sometimes it's gotten me into trouble because I stick by my guns.
That's not trouble, Michael. That is honesty. And honesty in a salesperson is worth its weight in gold. That's why you must believe in what you do.
Okay. I will take that to heart.
Good. You'll be successful, my friend.
Thank you very much. That's made my day.
Oh, I'm so glad. You've made mine by calling in. How'd you learn about the show, Michael?
Someone told me about it, and I've been tuning in ever since.
Well, that's great. I'm so delighted. And thank you for calling in. And
thank
if you,
Donna.
You know, want to send me an email or comments about what I've said to you, send me an email. Let me know what evolves. I would be delighted to hear.
I will.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. And if you want to give me a buzz, 877-876-5227 is the telephone number, 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. And I want to go in to the next 3 months for your winter horoscope. I know we've got another caller, so I'll take the caller first. If we have time, I'll give it. The next set of signs we're going to deal with is Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. Yes, in the zodiac. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My name is Anne. Call from Victoria, BC.
I'm sorry, where are you calling from?
Victoria, BC.
Victoria, BC. Oh, one of my favorite places.
Yeah.
It must be just magical up there with the holidays and all of the beautiful lights. You just, people in Victoria just do so many beautiful things. Okay, and what I'm going to do is give you information. Now, by the way, I'm going to be going on break in just a few minutes. So when I tell you that, do not hang up, okay?
Okay.
Stay on the line, and then I'll get your question, all right?
Okay.
All right, Ann. Now, the first thing I'm looking at, Ann, I am concerned about you physically. I am looking at the midsection of the body being uncomfortable, and I'm sensing a sense of pressure coming up through the middle of the torso. And I would say you have a habit of ignoring discomfort. You'll say, oh, it'll just go away. But
yeah.
I want you to be sure that you have this checked. I don't know what's going on. I'm not a doctor, but I'm aware of this discomfort, and it is consistently happening.
Yes.
So I want you to go to a doctor. And when you go to the doctor, I want you to describe to the doctor the time of day that this is happening, if this discomfort is occurring before a meal, after a meal. I want you to describe it to the T. I want
okay.
you to write it down. Write everything down. I want you to tell the doctor how long this has been going on. Because I think you need to have some x-rays here. I think there's something going on, and the discomfort is occurring because the body is trying to make you aware of it. So
okay.
don't ignore it. You know, it's like when your car, something's wrong with a carburetor or a piston or a, you know, a seal breaks or something like this. Your body is a living machine. You want to make sure you take care of it. And I do think he's going to recommend that you be on a particular kind of a dietary program.
Yeah,
and I want you to do your homework on it, because I think there's going to be some alternative things that you'll be able to discover that will help you get your body to feeling better. But that's the first thing that came into my mind. I'm concerned about you because you have this tendency to be long-suffering with physical discomfort. Please don't do that.
Okay.
Also, you're very anxious about money.
Whoops. Yes.
We're going to have to go on a break, Anne. Don't hang up. We'll put you on hold, and when we come back, I'll take your call. This is Donna Thiebaud. We are going to be coming back in just a moment, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Or 530-876-3222. We're going to be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Thiebaud. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Thiebaud's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Thiebaud's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Thiebaud and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
A popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.DelphiInternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is Donna@DelphiInternational.com, and her website is www.DelphiInternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Siebel, and quick like a bunny, I know we're going to be going back to Ann, but I want to remind you that I have the appearance on December 8th at the Stadium High District at the Tacoma Little Theater from noon until 5 o'clock. That's December 8th. That's a week from tomorrow, and I'll be doing many consultations for people. I'm also going to have all kinds of books for sale, so that is something that's coming up. Don't forget, on Monday, I'm going to be with Daryl and Roxanne right here on BBS from 1 until 2. They've invited me to be a guest on their show. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things. Phone lines will be open if you had questions for me regarding anything. That's going to be made available to you. So with Daryl and Roxanne and their program that is all about creating abundance now. So we'll be talking with you, and I'm looking forward to doing it. I'm so pleased I've been invited to be their guest. Okay, let's go back to Ann. Ann, what was your question for me?
I think you're referring like I'm quite concerned with money, and I'm trying to figure out in what direction to go with my career. Well, I left what I was doing, but I'm not quite exactly sure where I'm going.
All right, Ann, what have you done in the past? What were you doing in the past, and what would you like to be doing?
Well, I was a massage therapist.
You were in what?
A massage therapist.
A massage therapist. What would you like to do?
Right now I'm doing a training to be a volunteer counselor, but this is not a career, it's just a volunteer, so I'm trying this out a little bit, see how I like it.
What kind of a counselor?
It's more like a community counselor, people coming from their problems, I guess.
All right. Let me ask you a question, Anne. You are going into this positioning as a volunteer.
Yes.
You really want something that you can put yourself into that's going to bring you joy. I don't know that that is the right niche for you. What I would ask you is, what is it that has brought joy to you whenever you've done it?
Joy to me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've always liked to do movement, dancing, things like this, but helping people.
All right. The reason I'm asking such a direct question is, I don't think you've given very much attention to what really means the most to you. I think you are a very, very social individual. And whether it would be cooking, you know, maybe you'd like to become a chef, a specialty chef, or maybe you would like to be involved in the hospitality business, but starting off as a volunteer, being a counselor, I'm not seeing a lot of joy in you in dealing with people's problems. I don't see that that is going to be nourishing to you as a person. And that's why I asked you the direct question that I asked. There is a creativity that you have that you need to be able to develop. So I think, though you are going in for this training, which is a good thing, this is not bad at all.
Yeah.
I'd encourage you to finish the training. And then at the same time, I would ask you to explore. Explore maybe becoming a coordinator for banquets, or maybe doing design work, or getting involved in interior decorating, or remodeling, or helping people dress for success. Do you see what I'm trying to convey to you?
Mm-hmm.
So you are fortunate because you are in an environment. Victoria is a very creative environment anyway. And so you could explore And that's what you need to do. You are correct about being concerned with money. But I believe you could, for example, put yourself into an environment of apprenticeship, maybe in the hospitality industry or in the design industry on one level or another, and be able to make some money, earn some money, at the same time getting the training.
I see. Yeah.
But you need to explore this, Anne. Nobody can do it for you.
Yes.
I would like to encourage you also to consider something else. I would like for you, and this is very practical information, I would like for you to go and get a vocational aptitude test. This has nothing whatsoever to do with IQ.
Vocational
what? It has everything to do with interest areas.
So you said a vocational what?
Aptitude. Aptitude test.
Okay.
And if you do the aptitude test, there's no judgment here. What it does, there are a gazillion questions they ask you, and it will enable, you just go and you put down whatever you like. And then what they do, and it's done with computers, they're able to tell you your strengths, your weaknesses, what your strong interests are, what you don't absolutely, absolutely never want to do, and it is really a wonderful tool to work with.
Yes. Well.
So and you can do that at a local college.
Yes. Yeah, I know where to go to do that. Yes.
Absolutely. And use this as a tool. And that'll give you some leverage. It'll give you a deeper understanding of yourself.
Yes.
And I'm out of time, dear.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You are very welcome. And you have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Anne. Well, my goodness, this is Donna Sebo. We are almost out of time. Now, by the way, I want to let you know what we've got coming up. Gee whiz, tomorrow is December the 1st. Can you believe it? I'm amazed. Well, here is the lineup for next week, and all of this is going to be in my newsletter. Also, it's going to be on bbsradio.com. You're going to see the guests that are going to be coming up for the month of December, so you can refer to that as well. We've got a fabulous lineup next week. Are you into UFOs? Well, on Monday, we're going to be talking with Stan Friedman about Betty and Barney Hill. The book is titled Captured. This is phenomenal. This is absolutely wonderful, wonderful reading. These people went through so much when they talked about their experience. It's absolutely awesome. Then we're going to be talking with Julie Silver, Dr. Julie Silver, on Tuesday about some children's material that can help families explain to their children when someone in the family has cancer and they're going through illness. These are wonderful children's books, and it enables the adults to help communicate with children about illness. So Dr. Julie Silver is going to be my guest. Then we're going to have John McKees. He's going to be talking to us about career wisdom. It's great. Tom Michael, we're going to be going into the world of coins. Are you a coin collector? Do you know someone that has a passion for it? You're not going to want to miss this. I've been reviewing Tom's material. It is incredible. We'll be traveling around the world through different times in history, coinage, its history, etc. Then Undercover Angel, Lisa Lockwood, is going to be my guest. This is a gal that belonged to the SWAT team. Yes, policewoman extraordinaire. She is going to be my guest. What a fabulous lineup of people. You're going to love it. Tell your friends and just be ready to listen. And not only that, but know on Monday I am going to be on the air with Daryl and Roxanne with their program Create Abundance Now, and we're going to be on at 1 o'clock. And I'm going to be chatting with you, and we're going to be doing interaction. They're going to be asking me questions. You'll have an opportunity to ask questions, and then I'll be doing my show at 3. So it's right here on BBS, so you'll get a double dose of Donna Sebo on Monday. Well, remember always you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You are very much a gift to this experience of life. But if you don't unwrap yourself and expose what's within you, nobody's going to know. All they're going to know is that maybe they see you every once in a while. So smile and let those gifts shine. Don't hide them in a box. The box is far too small. Open it up. Let it air. Shine. Have a fabulous weekend. I will talk to you on Monday. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.